What he was saying is that you should be able to have elders in church to settle such matters. That is, you should have church-based arbitration. That's what Paul was encouraging. But it wasn't as if it's wrong to go to court. Now, it's not wrong to go to court. I'll tell you why your boss doesn't go to court. He's a smart man. He's very smart. Peter Daniels has never been to court. So nobody has ever dragged him to court. His only reason is because of the way he does his business. It makes it very difficult. He's very prim, proper, make sure everything is clear. He has never had to go to court. This is a man who has done business in billions and billions of dollars. He's never had to go to court. Now, why your man doesn't go to court, most likely that he's a smart man. Nigerian judicial system can be very slow. And at the end of the day, the cost is heavy. And I told you, everything has a value. The man has valued the amount of money. Now, why should I spend, maybe at the end of the day, I will have spent 5 million naira. And what do I gain at the end of the day? Maybe 4 million. Why go through the hassle? I use them, eat the money. That even if I win, what am I going to get? So, you see, that's one thing we are saying. You know, we have to improve our judicial system in Nigeria. That's one. Then secondly, Donald Trump goes to court all the time. You know his reason? Because he lives in America where people use legal, they use court to threaten you, hoping you will settle. So he said that he's discovered that if they notice that you're a settling man, they will always put pressure on you. So he discourages people. By any time you bring a case to him, even if you are claiming only $100, he will spend $1 million not to give you $100. It's not because of $100. It's because of all the other $100 that are queuing up. You see, I'm talking about wisdom that men operate. So his own, if you dispute with him on $10,000, he will go to court. Because New York people, they are mad. My friend, then he was practicing in New York, a doctor, one of my colleagues. He said, do I know how much a New York gynecologist pays as obstetrician, pays as insurance premium per annum? I didn't say his wages. Let me tell you something. When Dr. Steichel, that was my host supervisor at MD Anderson Cancer Center, the story I was telling you where I went in Texas, I met him at Ibadan. So during that meeting at Ibadan, when we were discussing, he said that we asked him how much money are doctors making and all of that. So, you know, what happened was that he told us that their cytoscreeners earn up to $80,000 per annum. And we shouted, if you're into that field, you pay a cytoscreener $80,000 per annum. For your information, a fresh law graduate doesn't get more than $20,000 a year. Most actors in America earn $900 a month. Now, I want to tell you, put it in scenario, all right? Pastor Paul told the story when he just finished as an architect practicing, I think, in Miami. He was earning $24,000 a year. Oh, well, these are younger people who are just starting. All right? Of course, there are lawyers in America that earn millions of dollars. You know, Johnny Cochran and Co., those days, I know how much they were earning. I mean, heavy amount. But I want to put it in perspective. So a young graduate in America who finds a decent job would not expect to earn $30,000 per annum. So he now told us that his cytoscreeners were earning up to $80,000 per annum. So we all shouted, what? That's a lot of money. Resident doctors in America earn about $50,000. So when I say, okay, if his cytoscreener earns $80,000, how much does the pathologist that he's screening for earn? He now talked and said that those who work in big private establishments can earn up to $500,000 per annum. Did you hear that? $500,000 per annum. Now, I told this story to get to a point. Do you know how much a New York obstetrician pays as insurance premium? Insurance per annum? $500,000. Money that a top pathologist in Texas earns in a year, he pays as insurance premium in New York. Why? Because they're always going to court. They're always trying to settle out of court. Always trying to settle. So, if a baby dies... In fact, one of my colleagues told me one day, a friend of his, somebody he knows, his wife delivered in America and the baby died. And the guy called his friends and they began to drink. He said he's going home, that he has made his money. His baby died. He knows, listen, this is it. America can be a terrible place. It's not the doctor's fault. I mean, are you God? Sometimes it's not anything bad, but they just don't want the publicity. Okay. This is my first baby. You people. And their lawyers, that's their job, waiting on the side. All right. Please, sir, my client is in distress. He's going to cry like this in court. And his jury system, just wind the jury. They were awarding $5 million. So the hospital will settle. All right. We'll pay you $1.5 million. They say, no. We take five. At the end of the day, take $2 million. The lawyer takes 40% of that. That's why they perpetrate the system. He takes 40%, gives you the balance, and then you walk home. And that's why American medical, this thing is still very expensive. Donald Trump said he won't let anybody do it to him. That is why he goes to court all the time. He has the money, you will go to court. He said, why does he do it? He doesn't want anybody coming after to come and settle. You know, Michael Jackson was always settling cases so much that he parked out of America. And it's because he kept on settling. That's what Donald Trump says. You keep on settling. You keep settling. So Donald Trump, oh God, you want to go to court, the guy is ready. He will spend $5 million to save $500,000. But it is not that $500,000 he's saving. He's saving all the other ones that might come. I'm not telling you the wisdom that men operate. Your boss, Nigeria, is slightly different. Here is a different matter. He just looks and says, look, what am I going to gain? What am I going to gain? So he drops the matter. And that's why. It's not as if going to court is wrong. But he has weighed it. He probably does his business in such a manner that he doesn't have to go. And if the matter comes up, I mean, a man wants to cheat you of $2 million. And you guys are going to go to court. You want to get a good lawyer. The case will not be settled for the next 3 years. In which case, he can drag you to appeal. 3 years, the man says no. If whatever he can get, he gets. If he can't get anything, he writes himself. So for him, it's wisdom. I told the story for you to know that if he was in America, he probably wouldn't do that because he would soon go out of business. You understand? But Bola Tinubu started something in Lagos. This is their open court system to improve this business arbitration. All right? And they want to encourage business people to go for arbitration rather than trial. All right? Trial can be very complicated. When Econet lost out against, and then the company now became V-Network that time, the Econet Zimbabwe guys, they didn't want to go to court. They wanted arbitration. They know that law won't work in it. They wanted arbitration. Arbitration is, we all sit down. You can have lawyers, but we all sit down. We talk. We're not arguing cases. There's no agenda. We just talk and talk and talk. At the end of the day, the person in the center, the judge now decide, okay, oh, that one, there's going to be a panel of three arbiters. But then the judge, I don't know what happened, refused to appoint arbiters for them, decided to hear the case. And once it became a case, it never ended. So that was the issue with your boss. It's not as if the man is wrong. It's not wrong to go to court. But again, you don't want to go to court if you can avoid it. It's not necessary. The second question was there. See, if you want to do what is right. Now, get my point. If it's like, when we're talking about reporting people, okay? It's not as if you really want to punish people. Do you understand what I'm saying? That kind of situation now is maybe, if I the one, I probably wouldn't even tell their boss. But what I mean is that it's like if I have something to gain from it. You understand? I'm the one they want to take money from. Sometimes it's called oppression. A man, you are going on the road. You are on the highway. Mopo man says, park. Say, this is your headlight. It's not corresponding with the other side. Does it have any meaning? No, it doesn't have any meaning. After 1 hour, you are still arguing that the lights were made by the same company. Say, I'm a Christian, I never give bribe. Something wrong with that. That's not bribery, that's extortion. That is called oppression. The man is obtaining you. You don't understand. Ask him, say, officer, so okay, we don't be here now for 1 hour. So what is going on now? With 200 naira, the lights go clear. Give him 300. Clear. You follow my point? I mean, you know, sometimes I told you, people say that, no, in our church, we don't drink alcohol. And your father-in-law say he wants a bottle of, a carton of Gouda. And you say you want to give. If you come and meet me, I will say, let us pray, let us pray. Father, favor. I will just call, Chiku Piki, come, I beg. Take this money, go help me buy a carton of Gouda. Trace his father-in-law's house, tell him he sent you. As we are praying, Chiku Piki will deliver the Gouda for you. Then when you get there, say, pastor, breakthrough. The man didn't even ask again. You won't know that I paid the good. Some of the Christians fight over some things that... I'm not saying drink good. The man said he wants to drink good. What's your problem? You want to hold this truth? No, I know that my doctrine is not popular, and I don't care, but I know it's the truth. They didn't say I should go and kill somebody and bring his liver. Did they say so? They say bring Gouda, which a lot of righteous men drink at night. You just don't know. Some good and holy men, after they worship at night, say, Father, as we go to sleep, we drink a little wine for our stomach's sake. We worship you. And they lie down. And nothing happens. No, don't worry. Pastor Mark doesn't drink good because I can't stand it. If I try, I will be sick next morning. My whole body will be aching, so I don't drink. That's my reason. It's not out of like, I'm so holy and righteous. I don't see the point. This thing is not even sweet. Do you understand? If it's Irish cream, at least that one is sweet. Suppose what is stout. Stout, when I have malaria, I can't drink chloroquine. Why should I now drink it when I'm healthy? So I'm just bringing an issue. Sometimes we fight over things that are not absolutely necessary. So it's not, I'm not saying that every time, you know, you want to say, no, nobody can oppress me. That's a bit different. You understand what I'm saying? But then, having made that point, sometimes when you do what is right, you lose out too. All those people that blew the whistles on Enron and some other, there were three women that time that were financial officers that told the world these companies are not healthy. They couldn't get another job. They saved people, they saved multitudes. They stopped what they call defrauding of the populace. Yet nobody will employ them again. Does it mean that next time you see evil going on, you shouldn't talk? No, you still have to talk. You still have to talk. Like I told you, the one that my wife did. He just said, look, I don't want to put anybody in trouble, but I want people to know that Rukuruku is going on here. Watch your business. Just use a bit of wisdom. That kind of thing. Say, why didn't you mention the people doing it? Sometimes you just want to give the people another chance. So, before you mention them, warn them. If you do this thing again, I will report and I will mention your name. Do you understand? There was a day some two little girls tried to defraud me in this filling station here. One of them rested on the pump, on the meter. So I said, maybe 20 liters, something like that. The thing was already on 10 liters. They started from there. I thought they said, may I pay? I looked again. Oh God. By vex, I know the vex again in Jesus' name. I'm confessing it by faith. I looked again. Looking like, you want me to slap you? That's where I start from. You want me to slap you or something? He said, what? Listen, my friend. When I started raising my voice, I was like, where's your manager? Oh, God, wait, leave it now. Okay. She quickly saved the second 10 liters. I look at her, which kind of stealing is this? Which kind of stealing? That kind of one, would I have reported to her manager? No, I probably wouldn't. That first, I warned her, next time you do that again, you're in trouble. Number one, she's not even trying to cheat the company. She's cheating me. Do you understand what I mean? That one, she's not cheating the company. She sent me 10 liters and wants me to pay for 20 liters. But next time, if you try that again, I won't talk to you. I'll just walk straight to your manager. Do you get the point? Okay, leave it now. Here's your phone. Come and start going before somebody asks what is going on there. But you've gotten my point. Sometimes you do what is right and you suffer the consequence. Doesn't mean that what you did was wrong. Is that all right? All right, any other question? Okay, Chike, I'll be giving you the microphone.
Sir, I know you understand the way business usually goes on in Nigeria.
Oh, yeah?
If any businessman knows that most times, many business people think of getting government contracts.
Yes.
That is one way. If some people only claim that's the only way to get rich in Nigeria, doing things for government.
Okay.
I don't believe that anyway.
Yeah, of course, it's not true.
But when you are doing things for government, sometimes it got to a point I was ambivalent in my thoughts. Should I say I won't do government job because of this? Anytime you try to do something with government, there are a string of facilitators that you're going to have to settle.
Yes.
A lot of people have tried to convince me about what those settlements are called. Appreciation, facilitation fees, and things like that. But I have always been disturbed by that concept of saying I'm going to do something for 10 million and 15 million is quoted for it, or 20 million. I'm thinking, should somebody turn a blind eye on the and do your work for 10 million and allow the people to chop their 10 million? Or when you know those things are going on, or what do you do?
Yeah, it's a very. These are questions that, for ages, like you said, people have tried to answer, and they've given all kinds of names: facilitation, appreciation, thankyouciation, you know, all kinds of. Let's call a spade, and not an agricultural equipment. You understand what I'm saying? Let's call a spade. The truth is that Nigeria is a very corrupt nation, and we are praying to come out of corruption. Do you understand? Let's not go beyond that. Now, there's something I want to say, and please be careful when you are hearing what I'm about to say. All right? There's what is called, Bible says, there's something Solomon said, I will explain it. Please hear me. I'm afraid to say it. But please hear me well. Don't quote me. If you want to do evil, you're on your own. Don't use me as an excuse. That's what the Bible says, don't be overly righteous. Alright? And sometimes we have to be careful that we're not doing over righteousness. What I mean is this. Like I told you, if somebody wants to obtain you, let's assume that you have your goods at the port. You have imported them. They are not contraband. There's nothing wrong with them. Your fee is 1 million naira, and you have paid the government 1 million naira. Suddenly the customs agent can't be found. Do you understand what I mean? He can't be found. Somebody to sign the paper so you can move your goods out cannot be found. Every extra day you spend there, you pay demurrage. Do you understand? Your bank facility is running. There are clients, you have to meet your obligations with them. You know, you have promises. Now, I'm painting a very righteous scenario. And somebody now says that, this customer is not disappearing. You know. It's just that, he says, that 1 million naira and a government, say, your guy will collect 100K. He and the boys go share another 400. So I beg, show up with 500,000. You have a choice of two. Either you go home and pray Holy Ghost fire upon him and his children, or you give him half a million naira and you walk away. Whichever one you do, you have not done evil. You have been obtained. It is like an armed robber comes and puts a gun to your head and says, give me your phone. And he says, I know the bribe thief. If you give him your phone, you haven't done anything evil. That is stealing. The man has stolen from you. It is possible that the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You knock his gun out of his face. You slap his face and he confesses his sins and he gives his life to Christ. You know that is possible. A bit unlikely to happen, but it can happen. Or it is possible, the one that happened to one of my guys, the thieves didn't say it was the day of the judgment of the Lord. They slowed down for a pothole and the boys just appeared. Put the gun to the driver's head. All of you, calm down. They didn't know that the driver was an SS agent that was trained in Libya on how to kill people. He said, no problem. As he did as he wanted to open the door, he knocks the boy's hand up and shot him 3 times. In one movement, he has pulled out his gun from under his left armpit, knocked the boy's hand into the roof of the car, and shot the boy 3 times. Pow, pow, pow. That was what his friend heard. It happens. So these thieves, they don't know. You go and shoot a wrong... You attack a wrong person one day. So you may be the wrong man he attacks. It's possible. But the most likely, when they come, hey, give me your phone. Say, take, I'll buy another one. You get my point? Sometimes you treat some of these people like that. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes you treat them like that. You are not doing righteousness by insisting that I'll pay the government dues. No, the guy is stealing from you. That is one. That's not the scenario you've described. I know. I'm coming to that. Now, this is your own scenario. I use that one to explain this overly righteous thing. It's a very difficult one. Very, very difficult. Let me first say something I will advise everybody. I believe that we are a generation that will stop corruption in Nigeria. Amen. Therefore, we don't play ball. Say it clear. I'm not playing ball. And I'll tell you one of the wisdoms that God will give you. A governor cannot award you a contract and the pay won't come out. One of the Archbishop of Dawsa used to say, one of the reasons why you get small favors